Tour de Brisbane is back in 2022 with over 110 kilometres of fully closed city roads. It's Australia's ultimate Sunday ride. Get back on your bike. TourdeBrisbane.org.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30.
Marto and Margo still on the air. I know a lot of radio shows have finished up for the year, but a couple of days to go and coming to Brisbane live from the Gabba this Wednesday with an outside broadcast right out, not exactly sure where, Stanley Street
as,
or
as soon as I found out other radio stations weren't working, my motivation and work ethic went straight out
you
the door.
You went and saw the general manager, Marto.
Well, I said I'm only working at 50% rat power this week, so here I am. I can't
so
believe
I'm what's this going. Nonsense about everybody else getting a holiday except me?
Anyway.
Still get a holiday.
We're still here.
Yeah, we're getting out. No, that's right. There's no one else apart from school teachers have finished work, so fair enough that we keep putting in.
There is still one more week of school left.
Oh, but you okay? Jesus, something bad inside there.
That's the tequila from Saturday just reminding me. My sister's girls are still at school. State schools are still at school this week.
Of course they are.
Yeah, school holidays aren't for everyone just yet.
If bloody state school kids start having holidays before I get one, there's going to be trouble. When do they finish?
No, they finish Friday. Like okay, us, Friday. We can celebrate together.
Were you at the cricket? Now, I'll be no good Thursday to you. I'll be no good Friday.
I'll be warned it's a cricket. Big week for you.
Yeah,
you
big
you should
week.
Just finish
yeah.
up Wednesday.
And then I've got lunch on Friday with all my mates. So I'll be trolleyed.
Maybe there'll be lots of show replays on Friday.
I think tomorrow could be the last show.
All right, let's get into it. Let's find out what the show was like today. It's the Big Breakfast Catch-Up Podcast. This is Triple M.
The 2021 Repco Bathurst 1000 winner is Chaz Mostert.
Yeah,
well done, Chaz Mostert. Lee Holdsworth, his first ever victory at Mount Panorama.
5:40 yesterday afternoon. That's Queensland time. Pronounced as a winner again for the second time. The boy from Jimboomba, Bo Desert, Chaz Mostert. And the boy who played under me in a first 15 rugby team, Lee Holdsworth, the two winners of Bathurst. Hello, boys.
Marto, how are you, buddy?
Oh, we're great. Mate, that smile from you two yesterday was just magic. Well done, Queenslanders.
Oh, mate, what a sensational week. It was fantastic. Chazzy obviously brought it over the line. The lap that Chaz did earlier in the week in the top 10 shootout.
What an unbelievable moment.
Unbelievable lap. The fastest lap ever around Mount Panorama in a supercar. Our week couldn't have been any better, really.
I mean, Lee, you've been there about 18 times or something, haven't you? First win for you and obviously a second win for Chaz. How did you guys celebrate yesterday after the race and all of the media and you get time to sit down and just enjoy it? Did it sink in or is it still feeling a little surreal?
Has not really sunk in yet. And once the hangover wears off, I'm pretty sure it'll start sinking in.
You can't have a hangover when you're still drunk, boys. Don't worry. Just push through.
Mate, just on that, Chaz, do you like the format? Like, I love the December, an early December Bathurst. To finish the season off, is that maybe the way it should stay?
Oh, I'm not too sure. I think we were pretty lucky with the weather conditions. I mean,
we're all kind of
predicting that it was going to be really, really hot, but Sunday come round and it was the coldest day we've had here in a week, so they're being here. So I think if it was really hot, it would have been absolutely brutal, but I think someone was looking down on us.
It's always one of those races, you know, it's anyone's game, and there were moments there where you were sitting out in front and then you got pushed back a little bit, only to come back to the front again. Lee, obviously starting off the race and dropping position wasn't an ideal start, but you slogged it out through the middle of the race, and then Chaz obviously bringing it home. Could you relax at any point in it, Chaz, at that last stint, knowing that it was going to be yours?
I didn't know it was going to be mine until pretty much after the finish line. You never know around here because we obviously earlier in the day we had a little tire issue. And when you're winning these big races or leading these big races, the last 8 laps or 10 laps feel like an eternity. And you hear little noises in cars that you necessarily didn't hear through the other 160 laps. And you always think it's a bad thing. So
hey, Chaz, did the team tell you back in the pits, did they tell you they were going to tweak things slightly in those last few laps and you told them to get stuffed?
I think they said they're going to put a special set of tyres on, match jacket or something like that, but I didn't really believe them. But the car was already amazing. So
rocket.
Lucky.
Did you go into pole feeling pretty confident? I mean, the car, like you mentioned, was quick all weekend with that lap in the top 10
Saturday
shootout.
Arvo, God.
That tyre delamination, though, does that? How does that play on your mind whilst you're, you know, in and amongst all the chaos and the atmosphere of the race itself?
I think you just got to, I mean, at that stage, Lee had already done two stints of the race and he didn't see any. So obviously it was down to the driver that got in the car and heard the tyre. So I had to change a few things up and, you know, I guess Lee got us back in the race. His pace is amazing. He not only the quickest co-drivers out there, he was also one of the quickest mainies. So it was absolutely crazy the pace he had. So I'm glad you know taught him everything you know, Marto.
Yeah, no, mate. He was good before that. I didn't even realise he was such a good driver.
He's the wingman.
Yeah, great winger. Tim Harvey, you're on the other wing. Hey, boys, Chaz, did you that extra lap yesterday. You were supposed to go in after winning. You do one lap and then you go in and you get all the yahoos. You did an extra lap. Did you get into any trouble for that?
I had to slip a few pineapples to a few people.
You can't afford it yesterday.
But, look, I saw some other bloke did it last year when he won it. And
yeah.
So I thought, that's going to be my case. If I got called up anywhere. So it was awesome. It's a pretty special one for me.
Can you hear the chairs up at the top of the mountain? Like you were going a lot slower. Could you hear people yelling at you?
No, but I could see a lot of cans in the air. I can say that.
Wizard sticks. Hey, Chaz, plenty of demons for you on the mountain. Obviously, you had that big crash a few years ago. Does that ever weigh on your mind when you're going around that track again?
No, not really. I think back then I was trying to turn a race car into a DeLorean Back to the Future car. Yeah. So, I don't really think about it, to be completely honest.
Hey, Lee, now, they didn't, yeah, your full-time ride ran out this year. You were probably a little bit bitter. Did you get a chance to tell anyone to shove it up their backside yesterday?
Oh, I pretty much felt like I was doing that when I was holding up the Peter Brock Trophy.
Yeah, good one, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, so proud of you too. Well done, boys.
Thanks, champion. Thanks, you guys.
Margo, I've got a slightly personal one. It's from Bathurst on the weekend. Remember, was it Friday when we spoke to Craig Lowndes?
Yes.
And he ended up coming fourth, he and Jamie Wincup, just by about a second they came. Got
he
in a fourth
was busy,
place.
Craig. I mean, he told us he was going to be busy. He was commentating. He was in the Porsche. He was in the V8 supercar. He was everywhere.
He was truly everywhere. This is what he said to us on Friday. How many laps you got to do this year, the co-driver minimum?
56 is the minimum for a co-driver. Most likely start the race, do a couple of stints, do another one, hand it over to Jamie and let him run it home.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, but I never got around to mentioning it to him, but I want to talk about it now because I hit Wikipedia. I just wanted to check how many, checking something or other before we did that interview. And it said siblings, okay, which means your brothers or sisters. I only got one brother. His name's Greg.
Same as you.
No, that's not the important bit. The important bit is I often get called. My name is Greg, if you've just joined us here, Marto. My Christian name is Greg, and I often
get... Is it Gregory?
Yes, it is.
Gregory, but you get Greg.
I get Greg, but I often, when I say my name, people go, "G'day, Craig." I'm just saying that would be a really difficult household to be brought up in.
Craig Lowndes.
Craig, get upstairs. Craig, get upstairs. You wouldn't know what was going on. And I find this, people have got to put a bit more thought into naming people. Yeah, Grace, our education minister.
Yes.
Do you know that's not her birth name? She married, her name was Grace Farfalia or something like that.
So she took Grace.
She married a bloke called Michael Grace and became Grace. Now, fair enough, I don't care how much you love him. You can't go going, I want to double my name up. Grace.
Double down.
I got a very good last name. It's my parents, it's my family name, and I marry a bloke with the same last name as my first name. You're kidding. It's not very educated for an education minister, that's all I'm saying. Do you know where I'm going here?
No, I don't. Tell me.
When you've got a decision when you're naming something and you make the wrong decision.
Why?
Because when you're yelling out, think about it. When you're yelling out, that's when it decides whether you're
it's
naming
confusing.
Your dog. Confusing. Just, I wish I didn't do that.
Okay.
You want to take some calls, Marto?
Yeah,
Greg and Craig are too close together for brothers, you're saying. Yeah. They need to be more like you, Greg and Jason.
Yeah, that's right.
Two completely separate names. Yeah. Distinctive. Don't make it too close together.
Don't make your family name similar because otherwise everyone gets confused.
Jamie, do you have a brother called James?
I don't have a brother.
dear.
Heather and Jenny.
Are you okay?
Heather and Jenny.
Jenny and Jamie.
Heather, Jamie. Or what about if there's a Kerry, you know, she's gone through life and she decides to get married and marries a Kerry. That's stupid. Because you're going, what about the Harpers? Let's say last name's Harper. You know, which one? Kerry? No, Kerry. Oh, see, I want that sort of gear. 133353. All right, I'll go home if no one rings.
All right, get on the phone.
Oh, no one's rung. See ya.
Let's talk about names. I got stuff to give away. Maybe they'll call for that.
Stop it.
Yeah,
133353. Yeah, yep. Troy, you get where I'm coming from, mate. It started with Greg and Craig. Lounge. Thanks, mate.
Greg and Craig, close. Troy, what are the name similarities for you?
So I have Scout, Storm and Sunny.
All S's.
Yeah. Okay, so was it a sunny day when Sunny was born? Was it a stormy day when Storm was born?
Mate, no idea. It was just what the wife wanted, so what she wanted, she got.
Happy wife, happy life, they say,
That's
Troy.
That's it, mate.
Mm. Do you ever get them confused? I mean, my names are all very different. Memphis, Wiley, Jagger, River, but sometimes I'll be like, oi! River, Jagger, Memphis, what's your name?
That's a mental
Corey,
illness.
Corey, come here.
That's dementia. You've got it in your 30s.
Sorry.
We've got Carla. Hi, Carla.
Hello.
Have you got one of these? Oh, gee, we sort of put more thought into it.
Well, we did, but my son's name is Henry, and his father's name is Henry, and then he had a girlfriend whose father's name is Henry.
Henry. Exactly. All the Henrys.
But there's three Henrys in the family now.
Do you get them
the confused?
The
father and the father-in-law. Pardon?
When you call out one, does the other one turn around?
Well, no, because they all got my son and his father's got the second name, so we use it at home. But when they go out, it's all Henry's. So.
Is it young Henry, ugly Henry, drunk Henry or something like that? Is that how do you...
Yeah, something like that.
Henry Jr.?
I called my son, I called my son the real Henry and his father's,
the other Henry.
The old Henry.
The old fart Henry. Yes. And the father-in-law is the... The other Henry.
Yep. Yes, okay. You need a bit of better index, I think.
Shelley.
This is what happens.
This is what happens. Shelley from Mount Cotton.
Hi.
Do you know that this is to be true?
Yes, my nephew is Jordan, and he married a Jordan.
Oh, no.
And I thought, at least I'll be able to distinguish them by their second name, and they both start with B as well.
Jordan.
But he's on his surname.
Jordan married Jordan.
Correct.
Jordan B married Jordan B.
Oh,
JB. JB for JB forever. That'd be really nice.
Yeah, that's it. And they're both, and the Jordans are spelt the same as well, so it's crazy.
That's kind of a good thing. You wouldn't have to change, your initials on anything. Their monogramming on your luggage or something is always going to stay the same.
But you think you get up in the morning and go, oh, there's me undies. Oh, no, I've got me wife's undies on again, the other Jordan.
Why would you put her knickers
on? We'll talk about it a different day.
Yeah. Oh, don't you put your names on your undies?
No. Do you?
Well, it's a thing from school.
You still label your jocks.
Is it Greg?
Well, I noticed.
Hang on. Sorry, Stefan from Bethania. Just wait a second.
Okay.
Did you just admit on air to naming your jocks?
If your son is the same size as you, and I know he's left home now, he's living somewhere else,
won't. Do you literally print out a label?
New undies, what?
Do you print out a label? Do you have like a
just
label
a
maker?
No, I put a G. For my shirts, I'll show you sometimes my shirts because they're working for Fox for many years. They put your name on it so you don't get Glenn Lazarus's shirt or Corey Parker's shirt. You have a look at Corey's shirt.
I think you'd know.
A lot of my gear still has my name written on it, okay? Just so you...
It's interesting.
We
might need to stop down and talk about that another time. Stefan from Bethania.
Stefan. Hi, Stefan. Discover
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah, still me, Buck and Mud. Hey, at least I know you still got the same clothes, Marto.
Yeah, exactly.
All them years. Hey, my mate Peter Hay married his high school sweetheart, and her first name was Gay, so she became Gay Hay.
He was Peter Hay.
Peter Hay, yeah, she took his last name, so she was Gay Hay. And one more. My brother was in a band years ago, and I went to get a record cut, whatever. And the studio guy's name was Stuart. I'm like, come on.
Duran.
You want tickets to the Big Bash? The Heat are playing. Don't miss a moment of their big heating action this season. Tickets selling fast at brisbaneheat.com.au. Enjoy.
I think I might go change my name to Margo. It seems to be a bit of a thing.
Ooh, nice.
Have to get a new number plate.
Triple M.
He escaped COVID in Australia and landed in COVID Central in LA. It's our mate, Amos Gill.
We're pretending he's the US correspondent. Amos, hello. Yeah.
Gee whiz, the budget's pretty warped. I know mainstream media news is scraping the barrel, but if I'm the correspondent...
You said you're going to stay there forever, perhaps.
Oh.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not coming back. Not when you can't even travel in Australia. I mean, honestly, move on, Australia. Deal with it. COVID is here to stay. If I come home, I can't even see my mum and WA. I don't even want to get into it. I'm pissed off about it. I like Omicron because this is... Looks like this is going to be the variant, and this is the South African variant, right? And this is going to be the variant that really divides people with the unvaccinated and the vaccinated, so we'll have a two-tiered society. And how South African is that? The South African variant is the one that ends up making us live in different parts of town. Great. All I do now is talk about the World Health Organization. I don't know about you guys. I've never really noticed them in my life. Two studies today I read that weren't about COVID. Here's one. A report by the WHO says that worldwide alcohol kills one person every 10 seconds.
That's a bit sad.
Yeah, but then I think about it and go, yeah, but how many kids is alcohol responsible for making?
Exactly. They've got to get the scales going.
That's alcohol. That's not denigrated. I mean, we're all here because mum and dad got pissed one night. So,
so true.
And the other one that I like from the World Health Organization is that they're saying there's going to be 2 billion shortages of syringes in 2022, which means that many countries around the world will be threatened with their vaccination strategies.
Oh.
And also the Russian Winter Olympic team might battle as well.
I think the Tour of de France might get cancelled.
Let's finish on this too. Alec Baldwin, did you watch his 60 Minutes where he cried about saying he didn't pull the trigger?
We talked very briefly about it the other day. But didn't talk deeply about it, yeah.
Yeah, so he reckons he didn't pull the trigger. Are you buying that?
He said he has never pointed a gun at anyone and just never pulled a trigger.
Yeah, except the woman's dead from a...
Was it some sort of magic gun?
Yeah, well, I was actually reading the same news source and it said that O.J. Simpson reveals he actually just dropped the knife and it fell into his ex-wife and her boyfriend 29 times. So, amazing. I reckon he's got that same gun that's just like my car, you know, because I got done for speeding going through a red light and I said to the cops, well, I didn't touch the accelerator. It just touched itself. Give us a
special. Oh, I love your work,
It's a
mate.
Good defence going into court, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto and Margot.
Oh, it's all about cricket now. The big great race is over. Think of how good is this? Because normally this test is on in November, the one that's starting on Wednesday at the Gabba.
Two more sleeps. Can't wait.
We're going there.
No, I actually can't wait. We're going to be doing an OB from out the front of the Gabba.
What a week. Tomorrow afternoon, I don't know if you want to come. You don't have to because we'll be there Wednesday. But tomorrow afternoon, the unveiling of the Alan Border statue outside the Gabba.
Of course.
And then we're there Wednesday.
It's in my diary, Marto. I'm going to be there.
Yeah, well, I hope you're piss fit because this thing's going for 5 days, love. Well, maybe you won't. Who knows? Now, listen, before that, the Brisbane Heat start tonight too. Cricket is going on.
Oh, my
God. Yeah.
I can't get enough.
Tonight they're playing Sydney Thunder at Manuka Oval at 6:15. So you go, righto, what's the first 15 minutes of the news? And then just go and watch the Heat play.
In Canberra.
Chris Lynn back.
I don't know why. Linny's back. Ben Cutting's, you know, former Brisbane Heat player playing for the Sydney Thunder.
Well, okay. I only know him because I know he's married to Erin Holland and
That's right.
She's really beautiful.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. That's as much as I know about Ben Cutting.
Okay. Thank you for your comprehensive sideline.
Margo's thought on sport.
Is he a batter or a bowler?
Yeah. He's both.
Cutting, he's a bowler, isn't he?
But he's a wonderful slogger of a ball late in the innings. A finisher, as they'll call him.
Are we so set to get up?
Heat. Who knows with Big Bash? You wouldn't even know.
Anyone's game.
It's like betting on greyhounds. Whoever gets a good start, you know, out they go. So that's that's the Heat.
All right.
There's the Ashes. And at the moment, there's an amazing test match going on between India and New Zealand in Mumbai. And incredibly, well, it hasn't been great. Of course, Ajaz Patel, the Indian spinner, has become the third player in the history of test cricket. That's all-time history, okay? There's only been two other men have done it. Took all 10 wickets of the Indians.
That's good, Margo. So
that is good.
Yep,
I wouldn't be talking about it if I won't. Sure. I don't bother her with the stupid story.
I just explain.
Just the big ones, if you can.
No worries.
Interpret what I'm saying, pass it on.
It's good, Margo.
10 for 119 he took, and you go, Jesus, how good is that? That's magnificent. Unfortunately, India made over 300, and then New Zealand was bowled out for 69 runs.
Oh,
that's bad.
Appalling. That's bad.
What is bad? Do you understand when you appeal to the to the third umpire.
Yes. You know, when they go, you just stand there and you hold your ground and you don't move.
Do a little tee, saying to the umpire, you've got 20 seconds, I think, to appeal and go, I want to have a look at that, another look at that.
Yep.
It's normally when it's LBW or, oh, I didn't hit it, that sort of stuff.
Yep.
Okay. So this occurred. The player was bowled. So AJ Patel taking his sixth wicket. So it ended up being his sixth wicket. Bowled him. So hit the stumps. You understand that?
Yes.
Hit the stumps. Of course, you're out. What are you? Okay.
Knock the little things off the top.
Bails, yeah.
No.
Go on.
Yeah! No, no. Make that six straight past the edge of Ashwin. He's got to review it, but it's bowled him. Pretty sure you can't review those.
You cannot review that.
Do you understand? He's like me when the bails go off the wicket.
Well, he didn't know. He said, the umpire said, look behind you, mate. And he went, oh, I thought he caught me. I didn't realise he bowled it. Jesus, numpty.
Mato's thought on sports, the big breakfast. This is Brisbane's Triple M.
Hit it, Jamie. Yeah, tis the season, Mato. You said it earlier and it resonated with me. Stick a fork in me, I am done. I only just made it outside of last weekend because
what?
we had caravan first night fever at the caravan park Friday night. We've just checked in for 5 weeks into work Christmas or unofficial work Christmas party at our place hosted by me, partied by the Rugrats here at Triple M. It was fun.
I just saw a few photos of it. Did you go, Jamie?
Yeah, I had my shirt off, mate.
Jamie and I were in the pool together.
Was that sort of day?
We were in the pool together getting selfies.
Reptiles everywhere.
It was incredible.
Hey.
Followed by school mum's Christmas dinner and drinks yesterday afternoon, last night, Mato.
I am feeling a little
worse for wear this morning. But if this is what is the lead up to the beginning of Christmas and I've still got 3 weeks to go, I'm not going to make it to Christmas, I don't think.
Die.
I'm over and out, team. I'm done.
Well, I'm fresh as
no
a daisy.
More Christmas celebrations.
You just tell them you're not coming. I've been painting all weekend.
See, I can't say no. I'm really bad. Inviting me to stuff.
Margot's going to go on painting all weekend. No one's going to believe that.
I've just seen your Instagram account. You were not doing any painting, were you? No.
I was painting the town red, Mato.
It's the big breakfast.
Hold on. The Moggle Ferry is running and it's quiet.
Oh, get on it.
Thank you, Tom. Corey's going around the house. Stock is Margot's busy parking orders.
Time for At Home with Parkers. Yeah, at home with the Parkers. If you were at my place on Saturday, you would have been a part of the pre-party work Christmas party that's unofficially not the work Christmas party.
I saw the photos. It looked a bit wild.
It was good fun. The actual real radio Christmas party is this Friday. However, there's obviously guidelines around the standards of behaviour and the amount of drinking that's involved. And so a few of the team in here decided that they'd have
a lack of
behaviour party at my place. Always happy to host everybody.
Parkachella,
it's been called.
Did I see the little girl that sits over here? Did she have a Bundaberg Rum one-piece swimsuit on?
She certainly did, Mato, with the big
polar
bear.
Hasn't she gone up in my estimation?
She also had a tallie full of Bundaberg Rum that she just poured a little bit of Coke into the top and swigged out of it. It was a great afternoon. We had lots and lots and lots of fun. I headed down the coast on Sunday morning and I feel like I'd been lured into a false sense of security because Corey sort of said to me, oh, how was yesterday? Did you enjoy yourself? I said, yeah, we had a great time, you know. And
how many did you have there, 20 or so?
Yeah, it was about 15, 20 of us, something like that. And he said, oh, yeah, what did you do? I said, oh, you know, we just had a few drinks and a dance and swam in the pool. He goes, yeah, I know, I watched. I said, what do you mean? He said, we have
Instagram.
CCTV cameras around the pool area. And
but
so
he was at the coast.
He was at the Gold Coast at the caravan park sitting around with everybody watching us. They had front row seats the pre-party Christmas party, unofficial Christmas party.
That's a bit pervy, isn't it?
Well,
is that
Mato, in that moment, it was like, you know when there's a police officer driving behind you on the highway
and you
get nervous and you're like,
and you
I haven't
nothing.
Done anything wrong, but maybe I've done something wrong and am I going to get pulled over? What am I doing? And you check yourself. I was doing that and I knew that I'd done nothing wrong other than just swim and, you know, have
a good
time.
What time did I finish that carton of rum? Yeah.
What time did I tell him I went to bed compared to actually what time I went to bed? And I was like, well, this is a bit creepy. And he said, no, it was lots of fun. We sort of checked in once or twice and we thought it'd be a bit funny to see what you're all up to.
So he and his mates were all sitting around watching the shootout on Saturday afternoon. And in between drivers, they were going to your house at Cornubia. Hey, check out pool area.
Checking in, what's going on. Let's go live to Cornubia to the Triple A Christmas party. But he said, I was very concerned at one point because I could see you in the pool taking lots of videos and photos, and you're just kind of waving your arm around in the pool, and then your head would go under, but your arm would stay up, and then I'd have a drink in the other hand.
Was he talking about you having the phone in the pool?
I had my phone in the pool, and I said, well, I guess then now's probably a good time to let you know I need a new phone.
Literally had the phone.
It literally got drowned.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, it went under a couple of times. I'm like, no, they say it's waterproof. It'll be fine.
Hate it when your partner's right.
It'll be fine. Lucky Christmas is just around the corner.
Thanks, darling.
Already planning Parkicella 23. Bathurst winner Chaz Mostert coming up a bit later on in the Big Breakfast around about 30 minutes from now. This is Brisbane's Triple M. Models for the floor means you're not alone.
448410 1045.
Save it in your phone.
Righto. Let's do it.
0484 1045.
It's
Motto's Gorge. Exhausted after a weekend.
Heard a phone over the weekend. You like to get in touch with us and let us know what's happening.
The quiz took everything out of me.
All right.
Got questions for us and all sorts of things, and we thought maybe we might answer a few.
Actually, a few people have written in. Hey, what do we got? Can you want to start it? Or no, I'm starting it.
You're starting it.
Is that why you were so quiet for a change? Yes, we did say, Marta, you started. I see. I remember now.
I said, you read the first one. I'll read the second one.
That can be confusing.
This is from Matt. Hey, thanks for sending it in, Matt. Hey, guys, what's a fair price for a family secret Santa?
Well, it depends on whose side of the family it is. Is it your side of the family or is it your partner's side of the family? Does that always differ?
Oh, we've only got one. Oh, no, we do have two. Yeah, both of ours are
$50.
There you go.
Yeah, $50. I'd say $40 to $60 is pretty fair. Geez.
Well, that's $50.
Okay.
What would you say, Jamie?
$20.
$20?
Yeah.
You can't get much good for
$20. Yeah,
and if you were to buy $20 on everyone, say it adds up 10 people, 15 people, you know, it's $100 that you've got to then spend on everyone.
Right.
Whereas when you condense it down to a secret Santa, you go, okay, well, I only have to buy for one person, so you make the amount a little bit bigger.
So you can't have the secret Santa costing less than a packet of durries.
Well, we did a secret Santa last night with a group of girls from school. We had Christmas drinks. Yeah. It was $20. I spent $50.
Yeah, of course you did.
Can't find anything for $20 in the drive-thru of the liquor lane on your way to the Christmas party when you forget about the secret Santa.
Hold on. Did you put a bottle of alcohol in a special bag and tie a little bow?
Yes.
There you go. Hope you're happy, Matt. Your turn.
School holiday entertainment tip, Marto. Dave wanted to thank you, Dave from Morningside, because he said cheers to Marto for the tip on the City Cat tour of Brisbane.
What?
Entertain the kids for a good 5 hours yesterday, travelling all of the city. Remember you were talking about
and just
terrible school excursions, and you said, I've got an idea for you. Hop on the City Cat and just do a tour of Brisbane.
They can't escape. Huh. It's like being in a little water prism jail.
Yeah, but then you can't escape either. You're stuck with them.
That's true. Unless you don't get... Oh, sorry, kids. You'll have to... I'll stay here. You guys keep on doing another lap.
Man overboard.
Yep. Oh, well.
Dad's gone.
I'll catch the next one. Dave, thanks, mate. Hey, Greg. Is this from Greg? Yes.
This is from Greg too, Greg.
Okay. Hey, guys. Loved hearing Dick Johnson on Friday. If anyone missed it, we had Dick on and he told a story about driving to swimming. How old was he, 8?
Oh, yeah, 11. He was 8.
His dad said you can go to swimming as long as you drive. I had a similar story. My dad couldn't get me to go to the shops to buy him B&H mild ciggies. So he used to let me take his old VG Valiant Ute when I was 13.
Incredible.
The old day. So what's the story there? Greg's dad said, go and buy me some smokes.
Yeah.
Greg said, go and get stuffed. Greg's dad said, I'll let you take the Ute. Greg said, I'll be back in 3 minutes if I don't have an accident.
Incredible. Bring back the old days.
Back in the day.
Wouldn't have been a seatbelt.
Thanks to Vicky from Green Slopes.
One moment. Okay. Any chance that Greg had a couple of durries on the way home?
Hope
just
so.
Hashing
any chance Greg's dad was had a few too many beers, which is why he couldn't go to the shops himself to buy the durries.
Any chance Greg's dad, like my dad, he's dead after smoking too many ciggies.
Mm. I thought Nick Kyrgios killed your dad.
He was involved.
Oh, that's right.
Don't say he killed him. He was involved in the death of my father.
thanks to Vicky from Green Slopes as well for texting in over the weekend. She, like most women, lost their husbands to the Bathurst yesterday, and she said, how many shopping trips am I now entitled to for allowing him to watch the race in peace?
Here we go. Negative Nelly. Vicky from Green Slopes. Now,
what's the race? 6 hours? Yeah, I reckon double it, Vicky. About 12 hours worth of shopping.
Oh, you're running with this?
Yeah.
Now, listen, can I just have a quick, just stop the show. Marriage isn't a point scoring exercise. It's not about the credits and debits. It's about give and take and recognising when your partner needs a little bit of downtime to watch cars go round and round. Around.
So about 12 hours, you think, Margo.
Yeah, right. About 12
Whenever
hours.
You feel like going
12
shopping.
12 hours worth of shopping.
Mardo's Burner Phone, you can contact the show anytime, 0484 10 1045. This is Triple M.